Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney bunts between the mound and first base. Harden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNerney for the out. Berry scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to third for the out. Bellinger moves to second. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bellinger moves to third. Harden moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss strikes out. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Echeverrin to Bellinger, and Aparicio is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-1 in the game. Harden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive towards the mound. Harden reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Palfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echi Barron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echi Barron hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Don McMahon. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-2 in the game. Harden hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Palfari takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Palfari now playing left field. Dave May now playing right field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.